Oh shit, hang on.
Welcome to the new school, it's something to try. It's fuck 50 Cent, I'd rather a buck 65. And if you haven't heard of us, then just ask your friends, cause we're the reason people wanna listen to rap again.
Good evening, Earthlings! I'm Duke Buzzy. This is episode 63 of Between Bars on Roundtable Radio. You're here for the best independent Canadian hip-hop music, and it keeps getting better! My guest tonight is Kingston's Dan Doesn't Sleep, formerly known as Dan Steele. He came by the living room to discuss his evolution, an overview of Kingston hip-hop, and many other dope things. We'll hear that conversation in a minute. But first, scratch the surface of hip-hop or punk rock, and you will find more similarities than might be expected by someone with only cursory knowledge. One of the things they have in common is Montreal's Clarity, who delivers a punk rock ethos via smooth, anthemic hip-hop tracks. Example? Okay, this is Meet Me in the Park.
Hey, ho, we ain't got no place to go. We don't wanna go home. Oh no, oh no. We are young, we are broke. We gon' drink and we gon' smoke. So meet me at the park. Come on and meet me at the park.
Drinking at the park after dark, 40 ounces of the face, no matter the taste, down in the straight. I've been hooked on Nintendo ever since back in the day. Now I still fuck with levels, boost the sound of the bass. So wake up, we out late, twist the marijuana, get called deuce. Get up in his joint like cartilage. It's all like a baby daddy thought it was, tan like Parmesan. Get a bottle if you got a little cheese, Parmesan. Party every night to dawn. It goes on and on and on and on. And if you hear the song, throw your arms way up. I'ma drink my whole life and reincarnate drunk. So come on. Just some brew and some cloud. School is out, cooling out with the usual crowd.
Board long,
hit the longboard bong. I'm on board, calm, cool, dog, and I'm about as fly as the Concords. And every day is a weekend. We in, drink the C double so that I could have a threesome. See some blessed biddies by the bleachers. I'ma greet 'em and play teacher, cause I got some tricks to teach 'em. Do it big while we young. Where we from? Ain't talking finger paint when I say I got a green thumb. Never get carded like Hallmark. Hit the dep and I'm gone. I let the song start. Summertime, get back home after supper time. What do I look like to you? Top 40, nah, keep my 40 top. Party hop, going off the top, I mean the top is going off. Ha ha, I fuck with words, put the riot in sobriety.
Got my Mac on,
that's why I always got an eye on me. Chronic Chronicles, glassy eye like a monocle. When I'm smoking, openly fly, I mean my fly's open. Fine smoking girls in a tank tops on the asphalt, feeling my spit just like backwash. I come to grips like a hand job. Meet me at the damn park, spark the bat and twist the cap off.
Oh, we don't wanna go home.
drop an old school beat.
And now, it's time for our feature presentation.
Dan Doesn't Sleep.
Four EPs in since 2010, and Dan Steele underwent a massive stylistic overhaul, emerging as Dan Doesn't Sleep. The new style is spare yet diverse, the flow has evolved, and the man is naked and hairy on his album cover. In his own words and tracks, this is Dan Doesn't Sleep.
Around the dopeness, whether you like it or not, rapping is showbiz, and I'm not the one to take it back to the old shit. Begrudge the new style, preach from a pulpit like all these new dudes lazy, the jeans too tight and the beats too bassy. No, it's all about a music evolution, yo, it's just that the OGs are kinda disillusioned. Oh well, I let my mind stay cruising. If anyone could do it, I know me and my dude can. Many elements grilling up in the food pan, smells so good that I don't know what to do, man. Yeah, I don't know what to do, man. Writing dope lines, only seeing a few dance. Spitting dope rhymes, only hearing a few claps. But I'll be happy after if I'm getting a few daps. So gather round, 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 gather round.
I'm getting old, I'm feeling cold, I'm Illy Bola. Chill like cola, I'm living before I'm keeling over. But while I'm sitting, I'm bottle sipping with ghosts around. Come around, I ain't dumb, but I hold it down. Rather be me to get paid by a boss. So I made a CD, exaggerated my thoughts. See, my mama went through many hours of labor because that baby gonna become something greater, a crop. Many lanes, anyways, I'm laying back in my cut. That's the place where I make a statement, wrapping it up. Sit back with a beat in the split, son. This is gonna be the only hit in my system. Can't feel off the medical pharma. Can't deal with all the negative karma. Me and Steely Dan simply coming to rack. Simply ain't nothing better than a drum in a class.
So gather round,
gather round,
gather round,
gather round,
so gather round,
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 gather round. Don't get it, then don't get with it. If you don't rep it, then don't buy a fucking ticket. But better bets to hit the show and attempt to get a better vet to rip a flow. So sit down, stand up, but make sure you know Dan's stealing ill vibe, the epitome of prose. We're cruising through your city, yo. Illy, film the video. I'm boozing in the chili bit of Skrilly and a silly hoe. Yo.
Dan Doesn't Sleep is in my living room. How's it going?
Not too bad, man. Not too bad. Just got off the road.
Yeah. Down from Kingston.
Yeah.
To start things off, you are in the midst of promoting your, sixth CD, not counting remixes? Is that
correct? Yeah, a bunch, yeah. First time I've done one as Dan Doesn't Sleep.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was always just Dan Steele. I've never been me when I rapped. Like, I'm a pretty reserved, average dude. But then when I rap about, you know, being the dopest ever, and, you know, and that's just not me. So I knew I had to have a persona to go by eventually, but it took me that long to think of a cool name.
Yeah, I meant to ask about that actually, because like you were like four EPs in.
Yeah.
And then rebrand. Like I remember, yeah. I'm not a guy who's, you know, got his ear to the rails particularly. Yeah. You know, like I find something I like and then I play it to death.
Yeah.
And then I find the next thing and play it to death. I know the name Dan Steele.
Yeah.
So that's an indication that work went into making that name known. So would you say that there was more of an artistic decision, or was it a commercial consideration more?
Kind of both, honestly. A lot of people are into my older stuff. It was a lot more of a classic hip-hop style, you know, boom bap beats, and everything basically was made on an MPC on all the first bunch of albums by like Focus and Esk, another beat maker I work with. They were awesome albums, but I never rapped with any confidence, you know. I never, when I heard the records, everybody was like, oh, I love the beat on this album, you know what I mean? But nobody ever recognized me for my rhymes, you know. So when I realized that my rhymes had sort of gone up a level, I knew I had to sort of rebrand to separate my old stuff from my new stuff. Though at all try and steer people away from it. Like, if people are asking where they could find my old stuff, I'll tell them where to find it. Because I always like hearing the evolution of an artist. You know, when they first sucked and started getting on the, you know, laptop mic or whatever, and,
yeah,
you know, built up to actual yeah, equipment.
Oh, tell me about it. I have no reservations, like, apart from an album I did when I was 18.
Yeah.
It embarrasses me to no end, but other than that, like, my entire catalog is, like, right there. Just, you know, if you want it, here it is, you know.
Oh, yeah.
The production is shit, but...
Yeah, I got lucky that I found some great beat makers and really, really cool producers right off the bat that liked my stuff enough that they were able to give me really good deals and put a lot of time in on me when, you know, I wasn't there yet lyrically I was able to, have some really high quality recordings when I was first starting out, which is pretty key. Like, I worked with Island Boy Records, the first album, and it's mainly reggae stuff. But he produced the hell out of that album. My vocals sound amazing, and, you know, like, it made me sound, you know, like I was way better than I was at the time, which really gave me confidence to keep rapping, really, was what it was. So,
when
people kept reaching out, it was really sweet, but I never felt I was there yet until I wrote this last album, because I produced all the beats myself and stuff. I was really in love with that album and really wanted to find a way to set it apart.
I did want to talk about Wannabe. Like, I listened to it. It's very simple and also diverse.
Yeah.
To go way back, what first inspired you to start rapping?
My friends writing diss raps about each other and stuff, you know, and wanting to just have some comeback while we were all sitting around in a circle, and they'd rip on all five guys sitting around the circle, and I'd be the only guy that didn't have something to come back at him with, you know. And I had been a hip-hop head for my entire life up to then, and just never ever wanted to write anything, you know. Yeah. And I started doing it, and I liked it immediately. But I just did it for fun. And then all my friends moved away to college, and I had nobody to rap with anymore. Yeah. And then my brother started rapping with his friends, so I started hanging around with them. And that's now still the crew that I really make music with. We're all still doing it, as far as I know.
Basically fell into it.
yeah. Basically just, you know, when all my friends went away to college, I stayed at home and... hung around and smoked weed.
Yeah. And,
I ended up, you know, having to find other people doing the same thing, and that's how it started. Thomas Cody Shaver, the guy that I now, like, co-run Synergy SGP with.
Yes.
It was his house we recorded everything at, on, you know, mic recorded in through a line cable, you know.
Yeah.
My big thing is none of my friends listen to my music.
Yeah.
You know? Like, those friends that went away to college, because they heard that early stuff that I recorded, you know, through that line jack.
Yeah.
Now I tell them, oh, I got this new music out. You know, they don't realize it's on this new awesome equipment and sounds good. They just picture, you know, my stuff that exactly sounds like it was on a cassette, you know, the 64 meg MP3 type stuff.
Yeah. I guess that's where the rebrand becomes kind of handy there too, yeah.
Exactly. That's the same thing with, like, the change in my look, really. It was subconscious, but I was sick for a few years, and when I came out of that, out of nowhere, I had long hair and beard. And,
I was going to say, you don't look like a rapper.
Yeah, and I never really did, even before. I've always just sort of looked like, I don't know, a bro. for lack of a better word, slowly I evolved into a completely different person. Like, it's still me, just with way more confidence, you know what I mean?
You mentioned Synergy SGP.
Yes.
For those who don't know, what is it and what does it do? Because it's not just a studio.
No, we're a group of artists. We're also like a consignment store. We sell, independent artist music and merch, graffiti art, you know, used cassettes and records. Mainly we're an artist collective, people, you know, driven towards the same goal. And really that's just artists promoting artist music and helping each other, you know, reach that common goal, you know. And
of the artist, by the artist, for the artist.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And yeah, we operate a recording studio. We're starting up a YouTube channel where we're going to be featuring live performances.
Live studio performances?
In studio performances. It's going to be called One Time at Synergy SGP.
Huh.
And it's one take in the booth. You know what I mean?
One take, not to be confused with Cops. One time in the booth, that'd be interesting.
Yeah, and start to finish, you know?
Yeah.
No backing track, you know? And black and white, just keep it, you know, really simple and raw. And we're gonna branch out from that. I got a lot of ideas for YouTube series, but that's number one. It's gonna come in about a month or two.
Someone to flow with this old blue cheddar. I rock a show in an old dude sweater. Some sound the same, but they far too better. I'm off the chain and I'm far too clever. I'm so insane, but the bore you never. Save the metaphors and afford you pleasure. Play Connect Four, cause the floor's so empty. Rapping for the rap, so I'm looking for Betty. But I don't want a girl, yo. I want a woman. If you're looking for a father, go and check with your fam. I've grown up a little, even though I said I wouldn't. I'm not really a kid, I'm not really a man. I don't want a girl, yo. I want a woman. If you're looking for a father, go and check with your fam. I've grown up a little, even though I said I wouldn't. I'm not ready for shit, so far past the plan. But I love myself too much to love one. I just don't want one like a kid. I'd rather stay in and rub one out, hun. Stand here and all of the gossip and shit. You're impossible chick, but you're hot as a spliff. Hot boxed in a whip in the middle of Texas. Often forget when you wiggle your breasts. It's all of the shit that I mentioned defenseless.
Came up from hand-me-down clothes, I was a bum. But I'm a dope MC, just having fun. Made some mistakes and I still make more. Not rich, wouldn't say I was poor. I could get a drink and some chips from the store. Got dreams every night on tour. When I was young, used to be immature. At my show, I could pull any chick. But I don't want a girl, yo. I want a woman. If you're looking for a father, go and check with your fams. I've grown up a little, even though I said I wouldn't. I'm not really a kid, I'm not really a man. I don't want a girl, yo. I want a woman. If you're looking for a father, go and check with your fams. I've grown up a little, even though I said I wouldn't. I'm not ready for shit, so far past the plan. Don't need you to tell me that I'm sick. Don't listen to anyone, I'm on my own shit. Looking for the right one to hold me down. Moving fast, no need to slow down. Queen bee-ish, you can wear the crown. Know when I'm not around, you're not running around town. Girl, it's just you and I. I'ma hold you down till the day that I die. But I don't want a girl, yo, I want a woman. If you're looking for a father, go and check with your fams. I've grown up a little, even though I said I wouldn't. I'm not really a kid, I'm not really a man.
I don't want a girl, yo, I want a woman. If you're looking for a father, go and check with your fam. I've grown up a little, even though I said I wouldn't. I'm not ready for shit, so far past the plan.
Now, I don't get up to Kingston as much.
It's more of a drive-through city than a stop-in city.
Well, I mean, it depends, you know. Like, the downtown is nice, and
yeah,
you know, I've got some extended up there, too. But there seems to be more than a burgeoning, like a thriving rap community there, from what I can gather.
None of us are really making any money, but there's a ton of quality hip-hop there.
Yeah.
And for every style from, you know, trap to real old school. Or, like, dudes that have been doing it since boom bap wasn't pre-boom bap. You know what I mean? It's been going for a while, and basically everybody keeps doing it. You don't see dudes really falling off and disappearing. Everybody just keeps getting better. You know? And
nice.
So when we first got into it, it was kind of, you know, there was two or three guys worth paying attention to. It was like, you know, you try and get your friends out to a rap show and they're like, yeah, right. You know, we're not going to go see that.
Yeah.
But yeah, now it's, there's a ton of good rappers. You know, when we bring artists in from out of town, they can't believe that in a city that size, we've got that many talented dudes. You know what I mean? It's impressive. And we really all work together. You know, there's a couple of people that choose to work on their own, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Or aren't ready yet, you know what I mean? Because there's a ton of new young guys developing, and they're, you know, make awesome music. They're just developing their live performances and their personas, and it's awesome. You know, it's a cool scene to be part of.
I noticed too, like with Toronto, a lot of rappers come from somewhere else.
Oh yeah.
Well, myself, for instance, seems like we might be responsible for a little bit of brain drain from other cities, so to speak, you know?
Yeah.
But that you don't see that happening with Kingston. Like, it's close-ish.
A little bit. You sort of see more of that style creeping in now. The Toronto sort of amalgamated style of every style in Canada. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I dig it, but I also, like, there's been so many dudes doing it so long that, it seems like a lot of dudes' influences aren't that big or aren't that far away even, you know? They're just dudes that have come through. And because we are sort of away, it's either that or dudes that they're only into people from far away, you know? Like, I know personally 90% of the rappers I listen to are LA rappers. I'm always in LA in my head. It's always been that way. I love LA now, and I love LA 15 years ago. In between there was some time where I sort of fell out of love with it. Like I dug the hyphy movement, the Bay Area rappers that made like the real bouncy stuff. It's sort of influenced by the Southern rap when it started creeping into LA.
Yeah.
Real awesome stuff. And I really dug that. But then for years when the mixtape era came in, there was a lot of stuff that was just too hard and too, I couldn't relate to any of it. None of it was coming from a place that that I could understand, you know what I mean?
A lot of it felt rushed too.
Oh, and that's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
The mixtape era was, you know, people paying as little for studio time and as little for pressing as they could so they could maximize their profits, but people weren't getting the best product at that point, you know?
Before I knew anything about production, I used to think that there were acts that I didn't like based on their skill or their artistry or whatever, you know? And then the more I learned about production, I was like, I thought I didn't like the band, and then I heard covers of their music, and I was like, no, there's something there.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
I just wasn't hearing it, you know?
Oh, yeah, exactly. A producer is honestly one of the most important parts of a band, you know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
They can ruin an album or, you know, enhance an album with one dial up and down, you know?
Yeah.
So be good to your producer.
That's right. What does the rest of 2014 look like from your point of view?
I just, I'm putting the final touches on a tour I'm planning.
Mm.
We're going to be hitting 4 different cities. I'll be with The Nicest from London.
Mm.
We'll be hitting London, Toronto, Kingston, and Montreal. I don't think I'm allowed to announce the headliner of that tour yet, but they're from the States, from Chicago, big on YouTube, and that's all I can really divulge at the moment. But
from Chicago, and it's not Kanye.
It's not common either.
It's not common either.
That'd be pretty ballin'. But no, it's New School Dudes, pretty much my favorite rap group right now. So it'll be coming soon. It'll be coming soon.
Nice.
Yeah, it'll be very, very sweet. Nice. Once we put the final plans together, when we can finally announce it, you know. You don't want to announce it too early and then dates get canceled and, you know, you don't want that to happen. For the summer, I'm not really too sure what's going on after the spring. I haven't looked ahead that far. I'm trying to get my another solo album done by the summer. I'm definitely doing an instrumental album. Well, I'm producing the instrumentals, and I'm going to get other MCs on the beats.
Okay.
Kind of a Soul Survivor idea, like
or Rap Probot.
Exactly. I want other people on my beats. I dig rapping on my beats so much, but like I've been wanting to hear other people on my beats for a long time. And just being in Kingston, I don't get the chance to reach out to rappers as much as I should for that. So this album's gonna be my force myself to work with people album, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I can really, I keep procrastinating that, you know? Like I really should be pushing beats, but I just fucking, no, I want them all.
Every one I make, I start writing rhymes to, and I'm just like,
I can never write enough lyrics to do it either.
Oh, like, yeah.
I'm just being greedy. But.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
But I've started making beats lately that like I can't picture myself on.
Yeah.
I started getting pretty creative with my machine and going a little like into left field. Getting really West Coast with it, really. I've been getting very, very West Coast with my beats. Nice. And I want to get people on my beats that sound awesome. Yeah, the thing we're working on right now is Burton Mercer's album. That's my brother. Mm-hmm. I made all the beats on that and we're producing it. He hasn't been in the booth for a couple of years. He's got a couple of years worth of rhymes stocked up. So
nice.
Yeah, it should be a pretty awesome project.
Double live album.
Yeah, exactly. Plus we live together so we can work on it all the time. So.
Right, yes. And get sick of each other.
Yeah, oh yeah, that's already happening.
Was there anything else you wanted to talk about?
We have a couple of shows coming up in Kingston at the end of this month. I'm not sure when the episode's going to air, but yeah, we have shows coming up on March 12th and the 28th in Kingston. It's mainly local shows. Our first one coming up is Fuck Winter.
Nice.
Because everybody's sick of it. I thought it was gone. It came back.
Yeah, no. That's just the February
thing. Yeah, they... And it happens to me every year, you know? Mm-hmm. But yeah, so we've got that going on the 12th. And then we've got Cody Palooza, which is Thomas Cody Shaver's birthday we have every year.
Nice.
And we're probably going to have a couple of out-of-town acts on that as well. We're just locking that down and we'll be announcing that soon. That's all we have booked at the moment. Mm-hmm. We're looking forward to that. I performed in Toronto.
Yeah.
I'm sure I'll be back soon. I try and make it here every, you know, twice a month or so, you know.
Yeah.
I'm close enough that it's not that big a deal to make it down. And,
since yeah. You've probably missed it, just look up Gather Round by Dan Doesn't Sleep on YouTube.
Right. Yeah. My music videos are out, and I'm planning more.
Yeah.
Mostly with Ill Vibe. Because he does great work, you know. I'm working with a couple of other people, too, because it's always good to have a variety of styles, you know. I bought my own, you know, high def camera, and I've been rolling around with it a lot lately. And we also have a mixtape coming out, Synergy SGP. This is Hip Hop Volume 5 is coming out. It's probably our final volume of This Is Hip Hop.
Mm-hmm.
We've been doing it for 5 years now, but it was always sort of an open submissions album, and we work with so many amazing artists now that we really want to start working with those artists more and really starting to push that stuff. So it's the final, you know, mixtape where we work with everybody under the sun, and our next mixtape is going to be really pushing our friends and our homies, and it should be out very soon. DJ Two Creams for CKCU there is working on the mix for it. It should be out pretty soon.
Yeah.
And that's it. That's all we have coming up.
All right. Where can people find you online?
Dan Doesn't Sleep is almost done. I just got the word from JL Prophet that it is being designed. It should be done soon.
It's DanDoesn'tSleep.com?
Yeah, DanDoesn'tSleep.com. Just like it sounds. No trickery in the wordplay. It's just DanDoesn'tSleep.com. Twitter, @DanDoesn'tSleep. Facebook, same thing. YouTube, at The Dan Doesn't Sleep, because I personally made a YouTube page and ruined my ability to launch Dan Doesn't Sleep on YouTube. So it's The Dan Doesn't Sleep, but that's where you can find my videos I've done with Ill Vibe and The Factory as well.
Well, yeah. Thank you very much for coming by.
Yeah, definitely, man. Thanks a lot, dude.
Yeah.
And I listen all the time, too.
Yeah? Sweet.
Yeah. Before my brain is cooking for show, and I'm so motherfucking crunk from these rhyme cokes. I got paid today, so I be rolling like the spinners with the spokes. Ain't great yet, but I'll be spending till them broke. Ain't thinking about the morning, this inhibition provokes. Yo, you know the word I'm spitting, it's dope. It's Hazy King C, but you can hear it through the smoke. Who's crazy? Say me a wizard with a scepter and a cloak. Of others are gonna win, is what they betting, but now, yo. Cause they climbing up the hill, well I'm running up the slope. And when they get to the top, I might throw you a rope. Cause I'm the motherfucking MC, this you fucking know. But suck a motherfucking dick if you ain't at the fucking show. Yeah. Yo, I'm the motherfucking dopest, and you fucking know this. Going to the hope split, throwing for the hopeless. Throw them off the show list, and I'm blowing nose kit. Gotta stay focused, always in a grow big mind state. Grow big mind state, grow big mind state. Grow big mind state, always in a motherfucking grow big mind state. Homies holler at me while I'm boosting up the crime rate. Gotta be honest, man, a lot of y'all suck. Well, I chill up in the clouds, y'all, I hang around my nuts. Well, I'm milling in Toronto, y'all are sucking on a bottle. Got developmental problems, and your mama's where you got 'em, man.
I don't know where to go from here. Think I rock the topic, now I'm floating in my dopest sphere. Got the red rocket and my god, yo, I hope it's clear. Got 100 cocks filling the holes of all the hoes in here. All the hoes in here.
Thanks again to Clarity for the track, and respect to Dan Doesn't Sleep.
For consideration as a featured artist on Between Bars, drop me a track and a bio at buzzy.bars@gmail.com, spelled like it sounds. To submit a track for rotation, same drill. You can also hit me up on Twitter at RealDukeBuzzy, all one word, all spelled correctly.
March 14th marks yet another big ticket night at Wrong Bar. This time, the legendary Mishy Me and Socrates bless the stage with support from Goliath Paw and Brass Monk's King Rain. Join me again in 2 weeks for more music and a surprise guest. All I can say is this guy's knowledge of hip-hop is encyclopedic in scope, and his beard is becoming legendary. Till then, this is Duke Buzzy saying,
everybody eventually has a moment where they realize one of their friends or colleagues is psychotic and probably dangerous. If this hasn't happened to you by the age of 30, be prepared for the possibility that you might need special medicine.
Thanks again for listening. Now go justify something.